So is everybody back, or everybody that wants to be back, back? Okay, so what I'm going to do is just give you a few little indicators how to do this. Oh, exercise. Do you want to put this back on the screen again? There we go. That was the one before, so this is this next one. Di has just pointed out to me, this is a little exercise for us to do. I saw God said, break, exercise. And in other words, everybody needs to be exercising. But it doesn't mean that. This is just a little exercise in learning to hear God's voice. I've tried to go through what prophecy is, that it's encouragement, that it's building up, that it's comfort, and and we looked a little bit in the Old Testament, the way God spoke and used all these different people. But this is quite simple. All we're asking you to do is, this is an exercise. Some people get really, really cross. It says, well, how can God speak and, through little objects and stuff? He doesn't do it like that. Well, He does do it through sort of objects all the way through the Bible. You get different objects and things that the prophets use to speak. You get ropes, you get belts, you get underwear, you get all sorts of things that the prophets spoke through. And so what we're trying to do is say, Lord, would you speak to me through one of these objects on the table so that I can bring the interpretation of what you're saying to benefit and help and encourage people. So that's what we're looking to do. So look at the objects here and ask God to speak to you and be ready. And being ready, it's like, readiness is like this. Lord, please, can you speak to me? Just want to be ready for you. The opposite is, I don't think I want to do this. This is a waste of time. If you really, really have to speak to me, then do. It's less openness. And I think people say, Roger, you seem to always get words of knowledge. And I think, well, actually, I've learned over the years, Lord, please speak. You're a healing God. You want to heal? Please speak to me. And so I'm always open. That's the way to get things given to you, is to be open. So just develop that thing, reaching up to the Lord a little bit and asking Him to speak. Be ready. Third thing, it might be for an individual, rather like the Blue Down Newb was for an individual, like Bryn's word about Colrain was for an individual, but could be just all of us, So you might want to say it to all of us, for the whole fellowship or an individual. Ask yourself, is it strengthening, encouraging, or comforting? If it's, well, I won't go into it, People start saying to you, you think you were something, but God's going to make you like a midget. That isn't God. I know that isn't God. And so it needs to be those things, strengthening, encouraging, and comforting. Ask God what it means. What does it mean? If you look at one of those things and you feel God speaking to you, say, what does that mean? Or what are you saying through that? And then He'll give you a little bit more. And then We're not going to take your word and dissect it and all have our own ideas on your word. It's just your word, and it will mean something to you that it won't mean to the rest of us. Steer clear of mates, dates, and the sex of babies. This is just a little warning. Over the years, people get very, very excited, and they go, just see you, and God wants you together. It says, no, we don't hear that. We leave that to them. And then people say, on the 6th of this month, revival is going to break out in the church. And the 6th of this month comes and it goes. This is people just getting, their desires and their things. And then go, is a pregnant lady around? I don't think there is any here. But, it says, Lord's just showing me that this man is going to go and change the nations. And then a girl gets born. And you think, whoops-a-daisy, that prophecy was about 3 years too early. Because the next baby was, a man. So don't go there. I encourage people, don't go there. And then number seven, be bold and have a go. Come on, let's have a go together. We've got to start somewhere. Amen. Let's just, God wants to speak to all of us. I started with that thing, you can all prophesy one by one. So don't go and say, oh, God doesn't speak to me. Yes, he does. It's just to do with us not hearing so well. It's like the radio. Turn the radio on, you tune into the channels, then you can hear. You know, all we need to do is tune in and be open to adjustment and growing in the gift. So God wants us to grow in the gift. So I've got some objects. I've got some, what we used to call Ryvita bread, but these are sesame seed or sesame rye bread, crisp breads. I've got a nice sharp knife to cut it. I've got a lovely little painted stone that's got some lovely words on it. I've got some of Di's precious fragrance and perfume. That's female rather than male. I've got some lovely colouring pens. I've got, is this an avocado? Not Malawi size. Malawi size are out here somewhere. But it's nice, they're nice. I've got a really lovely mug that I borrowed. I think I borrowed this from your home, yes. And on the way, I went outside and I bought a nice twig of lavender. And they have got the most wonderful rosemary bush outside. Yeah, so I hacked a bit of that off. And I've got two lovely mats and beautiful coloured, multicoloured mat. And just a simple plain mat. I bought that out of my hang my shirt on with me, and I thought that was significant. And I thought this little lovely looks as if it's living plant as well. So what I want you to do is, would it be good just because it's warm? To stop anybody going to sleep, why don't we all just come around and just have a little wander around and a look? If you prefer just to sit where you are, I can see everything from where I'm and sit where you are, but it might be good just to wander around and have a look and say, Lord, would you speak to me about one of these objects, please? And then would you say something through it? Let's have a go together. So I'm going to give about 3 minutes, probably don't need much more than that, 3 minutes. I want to encourage you. First thoughts that come into your mind are probably, as long as they're not, you know, horrible thoughts, those first thoughts that come into your mind are probably the God thoughts. So don't resist them. Just see what he says. Holy Spirit, would you come and speak right now? Could you help us? We want to be hearers of your word, hearers of what you're saying. Could you help us, please? Take away all the worry of complications. Take away the worry of being put on the spot. All those things, we put those aside. We ask you to speak to us, help us right now so that we hear from you. And out of this, people will be encouraged, built up, and comforted in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Want to get up? Just wander around a little bit. Please, Lord. Thank you. Sometimes it's good just to pick something up and stand on the stage. Do you mind standing on the stage?
I just felt God speak to me about these two mats, and I felt somebody was looking when Roger was speaking, saying, I'm just like this plain old mat. People put their mugs on me, and I'm not anything special, and I wish I could be colourful like this one. And I just felt Lord saying that there are people who might appear to be very colourful, but they've got to get up at 7 o'clock the next morning and go and do humdrum things, and they've got to just put one foot in front of the other and wait for the sort of more colourful times. And what he said he wanted to do is he wants to put more colour in your life, and he wants you to continue to just put one foot in front of the other and do the things that that God gives you. And it might feel a bit boring, it might feel a bit humdrum, but he's going to put more colour into your life, and he's going to bring you that colour and make you more colourful. As you trust him and you keep going with the being obedient to what he tells you to do.
Good.
Okay. Could you just help us if you feel your life is a bit humdrum, boring, a bit plain? Could you just put it in your hand and just, we'd like to just pray for you. Yeah. Okay.
No, I think we're probably a little bit the opposite because we're looking out. We're
Yeah. Anybody else just feel that? Just want to encourage you. I know it may feel a little bit embarrassing, but could you stand up? Just standing up. Is there anybody else who just feels this? Life's just a bit of a treadmill. It's round and round, and you've got to just keep doing stuff. It just keeps going on. You don't see that lovely sense of this colour. Okay. Could you reach out your hand to these just two people? Just right now. Holy Spirit, you wanted to speak right now. And to both these people right here, standing here in front of us, we release off them that sense of drabness and continuing cycle and just being used, and they're not being that sense of delight and breakthrough and colour. We release today that whole cycle of things, and we speak right now that even from today, you will break in with a new sense of the plans and purposes you have for each one of these people, so that they know that you're speaking to them about amazing things that you've got for them in the future, and even now that you would remind them of the amazing things that have happened in the past that you've used them for. And Lord, grant them a new sense of your delight and your pleasure in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Both these people have a role in helping others and leading others to a greater encounter with God. And may you know the blessing of that in the future. Amen. So what we're trying to do, we're trying to get picture, interpretation, and then a sense of application to it. So that's why we prayed for them. So we didn't just leave it there. Okay, right, so Di started with that. Was that just you started? Okay, I'm going to just pick on a few people and ask them to come up and give us something. Could you come up and give what you don't feel able to? Okay, that's fine. Okay, I'm trying to get some related. Could you come share what you've got? So we are trying to do, I saw, God said. So okay. I know it sounds a bit mundane, but if you want to pick it up and say, I saw the pencils or whatever, and I felt God say.
It's interesting, you started with colour. I felt really drawn to these pens.
Yep.
And I said to God, well, what's that all about, God? We are all a colour in the church. It wasn't for any particular person, but we are all a different colour in the church. And sometimes we worry about going over the lines, mixing other colours. But if you know anything about art, you know anything about colours, which I know very little of, actually some colours blend together beautifully to make other colours. And God wants to encourage us to use our own colour. And some of us have got more than one colour. I think God's talking about gifts and things like that. So God wants us to use more our colours together. And if they go over the lines, don't worry. These are super washable.
Yeah.
We're super washable by the blood of Jesus. Amen? Yeah. That's where I found God saying.
Okay. That's a similar word to the other word, so I'm not going to add too much to it, but he's really speaking about colour. Okay. Let me think as a man. Could you come up and share what you had?
I saw this cup. I knew which item I was going to pick before I came up and looked
at
them.
Yeah.
So it's pretty obvious, really, but it's very useful. It looks nice, and I just turned it over and I saw. I expected to see something on the bottom, a little mark of who made it or which shop it came from, whatever. But there was nothing on the bottom, and I just felt that God was saying, you know, when you know, when you when you know me, when you know your maker, you won't just be useful and beautiful, but your cup will overflow with joy.
Yeah, okay. He wants that, doesn't he, for each one of us? Overflow. Yeah. Please, Paul, do it. Okay. Another lady. Okay, put up your hand if you felt you've got something. Okay. Would you like to have a go?
Yep.
As soon as I saw this come in, I saw this coat hanger, and then I saw this tree that was covered with multicoloured coat hangers, all with different facets, and people came and were taking all the other hangers, and this one was left. And it was left feeling almost unused. And then somebody came and looked at all the different facets on this one, because you could hang something there. It's got rubber there, so things won't slip off. You could lay something over it. And I really felt that God was saying, perhaps somebody feels just totally always that everybody else gets chosen and they're left behind. But in God's eyes, they're never left behind.
Okay. So that is a word for an individual here that God wants you to really respond to. What I think I'll do is, rather than try and put that person on the spot and put pressure on them, could you come and see your name?
Maureen,
and get Maureen to pray for you. And she can pray blessing and release for you. That'd be really good. Okay, from those people that put their hands up, would you like to have a coming out? We go. And then John, we'll do you next.
Yeah. I was drawn to the perfume. I love perfume. But I think it's a word for will. Sorry. I can't hold
you
it.
You can't hold it. I'll
broken
hold
arm.
It. Oh, yes.
Tina is the more exuberant. And sometimes Will feels, I think, a bit that he's left behind. Sorry. You are Tina's perfume. You give her the confidence. So you give her the confidence to be who she is. And God will reward you for that.
Yeah, it's very lovely. I think we ought to pray for Will right now. If you want to just reach out and pray. Because if I ever go at praying, because I don't know any of these people, Lord, there's a gifting in this man, and you've got him here today for a purpose. Your hands on him. There's a release that you want to see in his life. And Father, we thank you that you want to release it over many people. The thing about perfume is lots of people are affected and pick up the scent. And there's something delightful and sweet. Is it Will?
Yeah.
In Will. Lord, we want to release to him today. New confidence, Lord, that he would speak forth what you give him. He would declare forth in a new way. Things that you're saying, you would use him more powerfully today, Lord, and you would heal. You would heal stuff that's been from the past, that he will come out of the shadows and he would know, Lord, that there's something powerful on him. Lord, we release that to him today, and thank you for putting Tina and Will together, Lord, that together they shine something forth, that no other couple can shine forth like they can. So we speak, Lord, a release of perfume, a release of your fragrance, that it would bring many to your into your kingdom through it, Lord, in Jesus' name together. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's great. Okay, another guy, one of the guys. John, it was going to be you next, wasn't it? Here we go.
Sorry, I'm not sure I cheated a little bit on this one, but... I looked at it, I looked quite hard, and this mat came to mind. It's been in my heart the last few weeks, but I've been to a couple of Christian gatherings. We weren't actually at the Pentecost in the park that was here, but it was very powerful. And we went to France, and there's fellowship there. And the thing that touched me with this is that there's all different colours joined together. There's no barriers, there's no fences. Right, and I just feel that when the Christian churches, the Christian church has come together, joined together as one. There's great colour there, great power, and you'll see God work in a fantastic way.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what a nation needs.
Yeah, it's a word for all of us, isn't it?
Yeah.
That God joins us together with other groups, other colours, and as a part. Right here, it's important, right here in Evesham. Okay, did you want to have a go? Could you come out? Do you get something?
I haven't actually got the interpretation. I've got the
come and bring that anyway. Yeah. I saw, and I think God said.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure. I just saw this plant, and really, it looks a really nice plant. And then when you look at it, it's obviously it's not growing. It's just plastic. And I think that definitely means something, but I haven't actually got the interpretation of that. Really. I wouldn't like to go any further because I just don't know quite what to say, but I know that's significant, this plant. It always strikes me, whenever I see it, great plant, but it's a shame its imitation in a building like this, you know, just to admire something which isn't real.
Yeah.
And I'm lost after that. I don't know what else to say.
No. He wants to say something to us, doesn't he?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, yeah. But I'm not sure.
Yeah. I think I was struck by this plant. This is why I brought it up. And there is something that the Lord is growing here that he wants to blossom forth. And there's growth. And what I felt was he wants a growth of all the people together. It's like the all grow together. Because we can put out there for others something that looks good and is great, but he wants the growth to come from all of us together so that it will be something of real genuineness that goes throughout everything. And that's the work that he's been doing. Yeah. So, that's good. More hands. Do you want to come out and do it? Can we go on for another 5 minutes or so, just so that most of these people get a chance, and I'll do this a bit quicker.
Mine was, because we were drawn to the attention to these things on the table, and immediately, I think God said to me, don't forget the table. And I think what he's saying is that there are people who get attention in the church, and there are those who don't get much attention. And, you know, they may be quite happy not having much attention, but let's not forget, because they're doing an important role, because this table is lifting up all these objects and supporting them. So,
yeah.
There, you know.
Yeah. That is a lovely thing that God's encouraging us with, that each one is playing a role, has got a part to play. Let's remember them, don't forget them, encourage them. You had something.
I was drawn to all the items, actually, but I'll pick out ones that I think mean something particularly, is the lavender that's been cut.
Yeah.
And that the lavender is cut, and yet if you smell it, it's got a fresh fragrance to it. But the thing with lavender is that you put it in a sealed jar, and you can leave it for a long, long time, and you can go back and you can open that up, and you can smell the fragrance of the lavender. And it's slightly matured. And I believe that God is saying that in this fellowship there are people, and it can be an age thing, it can be even younger people that feel that they've been cut off and that the fragrance is being lost. But God is saying no, that just as that lavender when it's stored and the lid's put on, that the fragrance is still there. Getting older or feeling, as Mike was saying, left out or in the shadow of others, God's fragrance is still within you. But when you look at the perfume bottle and you see that the perfume, there's a little bit of fragrance gone. Now, some of us, we get so much that we feel that we've been cut off and left out that we look at the fragrance bottle and we keep looking at how much is gone and not how much is left.
Yeah.
And God's saying to you today that if it doesn't matter about your age or your circumstance, but that there's more fragrance. And with the coat hanger, God is saying that for those that have decided, I haven't got it now and I'm cut off, that you have a garment of praise and you have a spirit that God wants you to wear that and not to hang it up.
I'm just stopping her because she'll go through every item. That's very good. But the thing about fragrance is wonderful. It's good. Who else was it who had that hand up? Yeah, do you want to come? If you want to come up the front, it's just help.
Everybody said everything I was thinking.
Yeah, that's what.
But it was mostly that coloured mat.
This one here. Where,
and
yeah, you saw this.
Beautiful.
And God said,
being a bit of an artist, I thought, yes, those colours are all lovelier. They all have their values, and same as everyone in the church has their values, and they shouldn't be underrated.
Yeah.
Given a chance to shine.
Yeah. And they're compact, aren't they?
Yes. And as a unity, they're all working together, sticking together, and that's what we need.
Yeah.
All of us in unity.
That's very
all
good.
The time.
Amen. Amen. Okay, anybody else? Will, well done.
It was these. The old Ryvita biscuit type things. And it ties in what your wife actually said right at the very beginning about, you feel colourless and that, you know. And I thought, admittedly, I thought, that's great, that sounds like it's talking to me rather than... But I thought, well, actually, Nicky was the other one who put the hand up, so I guess this is for us, I would say. Is that actually these things on their own, very dry, horrible to eat on their own. You know, it is cardboard, let's be honest. But, you know, and that's what life's been like for me. That's how it feels. I mean, work, I do get kind of a joy, but spiritually, it just feels like that. You know, because I'm so busy doing, you know. But the thing is, in that doing, if you get one of these and you stick something on it, it's a delivery system, you know, for the nice stuff.
Yeah.
So. I think that's for us anyway.
Delivery system for the nice stuff.
Yeah. You have to go through
the serving bit and the humdrum.
Yeah.
It's a delivery system.
Yeah, it's a delivery system. Yeah.
Essentially. Delivery system.
Yeah. Yeah, very good. Well, is that everybody? Come on then. Well, there's two or three more. Yeah, come on.
To the little stone that says love on it, and I just thought that God was saying that there's somebody who's been doubting his love. Maybe they're going through troubled times and not feeling that God is very close at the moment, but he's saying that he is there.
Yeah.
He's still by your side and to trust him.
Yeah, that's good. Your name?
Sue.
It'd be good if you feel that. If you're a guy, get another guy or another lady to go with you. Get Sue just to pray the love of God into your life. Quite simple. Did you have some?
I saw my favourite mug. And it's quite old. And actually, it's not that much to look at these days. And I think God was saying that actually the thing that makes it special is what it contains. So it contains my morning brew.
Yeah.
When I sit there with him, and so it's what it contains that makes it precious. And I felt him saying for us that's the key thing. We may not be much to look at these days or feel that we are, but actually it's what he puts in us that makes us.
Isn't that good?
Precious.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Very good. Was there any? Yeah. Shall I come around?
Nigel spoke about the plant,
yeah,
and he hadn't got the interpretation. To get a good plant, I know that's in the imitation, but to get a good plant, you've got to have a good rooting system. I've been a grower, and I know that.
Yeah.
And for us to grow well in the church, we need to be well-rooted in the Lord's love and rooted in God. It's just the rooting system God spoke to me about.
Yeah, that's powerful. He wants us to be rooted.
Yeah, I looked at that plant as well briefly. Psalm 91 says, for the tree planted by the waters. But as I was just had my eyes closed, I was zooming down to the base of the plant and it was dry. And really the secret for that plant to have life, it must be watered. And I think that God's talking to us about that need of constant refreshing, constant watering.
Yes, he is. He wants that. Was there anybody else? Have I missed anybody out? That's good. Well, Lord, thank you for all these encouragements, all these words to us, Lord. We felt your presence as people brought them, a great sense of encouragement and strengthening and comfort that's come. Please, could you help us, Lord, not just to make this an exercise for today, but could you help us put that into action tomorrow morning?